Welcome to Shomar Shova and Daf, your sponsor, Luinishba, Sarim Yaakov Shom, Leah Basitzchok. We're only Bo Baso Daf Kuf. The morning with Daf brings a machlikis, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanon, if walking in a place is koine or not. Rabbi Lezer says that Hiluch is koine, because we see from Avraham Avinu that it says, Kum Yisrach Baaretz Leor Kol Rodok Bo Kilchor Esdenu. Rabbanon say, no, Hiluch does not koine. Hi, what about Avraham Avinu? Also, mishum chavivuso de Avram ut kamar lehochi, kedei sheinoyach lichvosh ifnei bonov. It was in order to be easier for Am Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? So the Rashbam says, v'lo yirishus lesotol nekatrek, v'lo yipischon per lebal midasadim. There won't be a kitrug if Am Yisrael get Eretz Yisrael, because Avram Avinu already got it. So first, to explain what's brought down. The Chasam Sofer brings over here, and similarly is brought in the Sefer Vayechi Yosef from the Papa Rav on Parshas Lech Lecha, that what Avraham Avinu is giving Am Yisrael is not giving the physical conquering of Eretz Yisrael, but he's giving the spiritual aspect of Eretz Yisrael. So says the Chasam Sofer says, by walking there, yeah, kinyan, physical kinyan doesn't work with Halicha. But the halicho, that a person is oilim in madreika le madreika and grows up in ruchnius, that you could do with halicho, that's what Avraham Avinu did. And the Vechi Yosef says it in a more chassidish way, that when Avraham Avinu is going in Eretz Yisrael, he's putting in there the koyach of a gedusha, and they'll make it easier for Bonov to get it, because they have already that gedusha in Eretz Yisrael. That he made the place ready to be mukhshal avoytas Hashem with alus begdusha Eretz Yisrael. So for the Ruchnius part, that it works to be walking in Eretz Yisrael. Now this daf is learned in the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And we have here a Shaychus Niflo, mamash, unbelievable connection to Rosh Hashanah. Because the Chido adds to what we just discussed. And he said, you see from here, a Rayo to the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha says that when a Navi gives a Nevuah, so he just says the Nevuah, the Nevuah may happen, may not happen. There could be things that will stop the Nevuah from happening. But if the Navi goes ahead and does a simen to the Nevuah, he does some kind of a sign, that's the beginning of the Nevuah. That's as if bringing the Nevuah down to earth, down here to this world. So the Nevuah begins. He brings example. That's why Navi, he brings the horns and says, this will be an example that you go and you're going to gore Aram. Why you need the horns? Why you can't just say words? If you say words, it may not happen. But if you bring the horns, then it started already. Once it starts, why don't you bring it down to the world, so then it will continue. Says the Chido, that's the Pshat over here as well. That here, when you go, and Avraham Avinu is walking near to Yisrael, so he's already starting the process. It's not just Avtocha, the one day Am Yisrael will get out to Yisrael. But Avraham Avinu is starting the process, and according to what we just told in the Chasam Sofer, the Vayechi Yosef, he's giving the Koyach Ruchni to Eretz Yisrael. So he's beginning something over here, and then Am Yisrael just have to continue. Now why this connects to Rosh Hashanah so well? Because in Rosh Hashanah, we do Simonim. The Gemara brings in Horius, that we do Simonim in Rosh Hashanah. Everybody asks, what do you mean you're doing a Simon in Rosh Hashanah? Isn't that Nichush? Isn't that something which is Asur? You're coming and doing some kind of a sign. There'll be good things happening this year. How do we understand this? So the Maharal in Bera Goyla Bera Sheni goes on to explain it. And he says, you know what pshat when we're doing this simoni Rosh Hashanah? It's not pshat, let's just do a good sign for something to happen. But pshat is Rosh Hashanah is the time of the din of all the shefa's supposed to come this year. So if there's a shefa that's supposed to come, I want to make a sign down here to begin the process. The same way the Ramban says, the Nevuah, when you start something down here, then you began the process, they will continue. So if I have Shefa Koyim V'Shamayim, and I have this Avtacha, something, some big thing is coming, so in order for it to begin, I started with the Simen. So I take the apple, I dip it into honey, the apple, the Maharal says, represents me the Sadin, I put it into the honey, that makes it Racham, it makes it sweet. So I'm showing that if there's supposed to be a mituk up there in Shemayim, it's already chal down here, and therefore will continue this way. The simin is to bring the what's nigzer Shemayim down to earth. It's that same Ramban that explains also our Gemara that Avraham Avinu walked in Eretz Yisrael to bring down to earth what was promised to his children in Yerusha's Eretz Yisrael. Mamish, the same nikuda. And with this, we wish everyone, anyone who listens and participates in the shiur, exiv chasim etoivo and a good gebench to your. To join the Shomachshava email list to Hotzer Group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.